Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, On the day of resurrection, the believers will assemble and say, Let us ask somebody to intercede for us with our Lord. So they will go to Adam and say, You are the father of all the people, and Allah created you with His own hands, and ordered the angels to prostrate to you, and taught you the names of all things. So please intercede for us with your Lord, so that He may relieve us from this place of ours. Adam will say, I am not fit for this, that is intercession for you. Then Adam will remember his sin and feel ashamed thereof. He will say, Go to Nuh, Noah, for he was the first messenger Allah sent to the inhabitants of the earth. They will go to him, and Nuh will say, I am not fit for this undertaking. He will remember his appeal to his Lord to do something for which he had no knowledge. Then he will feel ashamed thereof, and will say, Go to Khalilur Rahman, Ibrahim, Abraham. They will go to him, and he will say, I am not fit for this undertaking. Go to Musa, Moses, the slave to whom Allah spoke directly and gave him the Torah. So they will go to him, and he will say, I am not fit for this undertaking. And he will mention his killing a person who was not a killer, and so he will feel ashamed thereof before his Lord. And he will say, Go to Isa, Jesus, Allah's slave, his messenger and Allah's word of a spirit coming from him. Isa will say, I am not fit for this undertaking. Go to Muhammad, that is, the slave of Allah, whose past and future sins were forgiven by Allah. So they will come to me, and I will proceed till I will ask my Lord's permission, and I will be given permission. When I will see my Lord, I will fall down in prostration, and He will let me remain in that state as long as He will wish, and then I will be addressed. Muhammad, raise your head, ask, and your request will be granted. Say, and your saying will be listened to. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. I will raise my head and praise Allah with a saying, that is, invocation. He will teach me, and then I will intercede. He will fix a limit for me to intercede for whom I will admit into paradise. Then I will come back again to Allah, and when I will see my Lord, the same thing will happen to me. And then I will intercede, and Allah will fix a limit for me to intercede whom I will admit into paradise. Then I will come back for the third time, and then I will come back for the fourth time, and will say, None remains in hell but those whom the Quran has imprisoned in hell, and who have been destined to an eternal stay in hell. The compiler, Abu Abdullah, said, But those whom the Quran has imprisoned in hell refers to the statement of Allah to abide therein. Quran, chapter 16, verse 29.